Let's get started with our lesson.
好，我们现在开始今天的课程。
Okay, so we'll begin with 1 John 1:9. I'll just bring that up here.
好，我们再把这个约翰一书一章九节金句放在荧幕上。
Okay, and it just simply says, if we name our sins to God the Father, the verse just says, if we name our sins, but it must be to God the Father, because Jesus said, all prayer is to God the Father.
好。我们若认自己的罪、啊、这个认自己的罪在这个圣经原文上是很清楚的说是我们向神让我们的天父向我们的天父认自己的罪
Yeah, I need to mention that because some people, you know, for different prayers they might pray to Jesus Christ and other prayers they pray to the Holy Spirit and that's just wrong
之所以要特别强调是跟天父认罪是因为 有一些基督徒误以为说他在祷告的时候是跟耶稣基督或者是圣灵来祷告来认罪那是错的一定是要跟天父祷告跟天父认罪
So when you name your sins always name them to God the Father and He, God the Father is faithful and just He'll forgive you your sins and He'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness
所以呢当我们跟天父认罪那天父他是信实公义的他就会赦免我们全部的罪洗净我们一切的不义
Okay, so let's do that now
好我们现在开始
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for this time that we have to study your word
现在天父感谢你让我们有这个时间能研读你的话语。
Pray that as we focus on the message that the Holy Spirit will help us to understand these things.
我们要祷告希望我们能够专注于所有的研读并且让圣灵帮助我们能够完全的了解。
And help us to understand your grace plan that you have designed for our lives.
我们同时也希望因着圣灵的启示我们能够完全的理解你对我们的计划你对我们的设计
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督之名
Amen
Amen
Okay, now we're talking about the book of life That's our main topic at the moment
我们现在讨论的这个题目是生命册
Yeah, and we've been going through the verses from the start of the Bible to the end
我们将整个圣经从头到尾的这样研读下来。
Okay, but last week we did skip over to what's probably the most famous of all the verses, and this relates to the unbelievers specifically. That's in Revelation 20:12.
我们将这个整本圣经的所有跟生命册有关的经句呢，一句一句的去研读。那最有最重要最有名的一句呢当然就是启示录的20章12节那在告诉我们那些不信耶稣基督的不信者他们跟生命册的关系
yeah, And we were particularly focused on the concept that these people the dead people remember they're small and they were great so you have people that were very famous and maybe even good people in societyBut all unbelievers, and they're all standing before God. You'll have to mention to the students as well, because we have a storm on our side of Asia, and then it sounds like you have a storm on your side as well, so the signal's going to be quite disrupted, I think.
Okay. 因为在泰国那边呢今天有一个很大的一个风暴就是天气的不佳会造成这个他那边的这个网络会有的时候会有一些杂音或者是不稳定那先跟大家讲一下
Okay, yeah, so we just have to be patient Sometimes we'll need to repeat ourselves to make ourselves clear, I think
所以我们必须要比较有耐心、啊、让我们这个让我们的属灵的耳朵听得清楚
Okay, and I'll repeat myself now because you didn't get the last time I spokeSo in Revelation 20:12, we see that verse where this is the unbelievers standing before God and they were the dead. See, they're called dead people, separated from God. but small and great. We had these terms meaning some of these people were very famous, and then you had very insignificant people.
好，在这个启示录的二十章十二节里面呢，他讲到那些死了的人，当然是指的那些不信主而死了的人，不论他们是伟大或弱小的，也就是说，不论是他们在生命这个一生当中很有成就、很被人瞩目的人，或者是一般的市井小民。
It's an interesting concept here that you have this word nekros here. So this means the dead are standing before God.
哦，这些他这边写的说，这些死去的人呢，都站在宝座前啊，就站在神的面前。
And you might think to yourself, well, you know, how is it that dead people can stand? So, you know, because usually dead people are dead, right? They're lying down. But this goes to show us that death, you know, this is talking about spiritual death, and that's a far more important concept than physical death.
而这边特别提到说，这些死去的人站在宝座前哦，代表说，哎，你会觉得奇怪了，这些人死人怎么会站在宝座前呢？所以这里应该让我们更能理解的是，这边所提的人啊，去世的人，他们可能不只是他身体的死，更是他属灵的死。
And the fact that they're standing, even that does tell us that they have a body. They've got a body with legs. And this is what we call the resurrection body, but for the dead people.
而这些人呢，能够站立在宝座前，就代表他们还是有腿的啊。那也就是这些死去的人呢，他们其实是得到了一个复活的身体。
Yeah. What you have to remember is that there's all different kinds of bodies as well. Like, you know, when we talk about the human body, well, we talk about the physical body that we get from birth.
我们要知道所谓的身体呢有好几种啊。所以我们一般来讲，当我们出生以后呢，我们会得到一个 physical body, 就是一个实体的身体。那这个实体的身体呢，其实就是我们现在这个肉体。
And from a secular point of view, and secular just means a world view without God. So if you're talking about how people normally think without thinking about the Bible or without thinking about God, they say that if they see that the physical body is alive, then the person is alive. And if the physical body is dead, then they say the person is dead.
好，如果不从这个基督徒的这个学习来看，就是如果你都不了解圣经，都不知道上帝，就是从一般属世的这个观点，我们活着的时候呢，这个肉体哈是有肉体的，是活着的，是肉体就活着才叫活着。那如果肉体死了，就是死了。这个是从我们这个一般属世的观点，而不认识神的观点看。
But as far as humans go, and we're not talking about angels, see that's another story again, because angels have their bodies as well. But as far as humans goes, we actually have more than just a physical body.
但是呢，我们要理解啊，就是从人类的这个整体的状态，我们要其实要知道呢，我们有的身体可不只是一个肉体而已。
Yeah, now you have to remember that a body,is a place for the soul, and the real, we call it the seat of life. A seat normally means like a sitting place, but the seat of life, or where life actually sits, is in the soul. That's your life, really. So if you got that, the seat, we say the seat of life, which means like the origin or the true source of a person's life.
Well, I thought based on the wordings you wrote,I thought soul is sit in the body. So seat of life,the body? No?
Yes, it is like the soul is sitting in the body, that's true. But we could say the origin or the main part of your life. I mean, seat doesn't always mean a place to sit. And in this case, it means like the central place.
我们要知道我们每一个人呢是有一个魂。这个魂呢它就是住进我们这个肉体里。
Yeah, and actually, I mean, because if you don't have a soul, you have no life.
所以如果今天这个肉体是没有魂的时候，它就没有生命了。
Yeah, and you see that if you see a physical body, but the person that is dead, that means that the soul is no longer in the body. You know, the body is just a body. It's physical elements, physical components from the soil, from the ground. But the soul has gone.
好，所以当一个人，我们说的是他死了，其实呢，就是他的魂离开他身体，已经不存在这个身体里。这个身体就是像神造，我们是用泥巴造出来的亚当一样，就是这个来自于泥土所做的这一个身体，就没有魂的时候，他就是没有生命。
Yeah, and again, if you're a person that doesn't believe in the afterlife, if you don't believe that there is anything outside of the physical body, you say the person is dead. And you think he's gone, that's it, there's nothing more.
所以如果一个人他不相信啊，这个有这个死后的生命的人呢，他基本上这些人他们就会觉得，哎，一个身体里面没了魂，那这个人就是彻底的死了。
Now, it's interesting because I think that there is not many people really that believe that there is only physical life and that there is no soul. Like even in China, when you have the Xingming Jia, it's like, you know, people believe that their ancestor's soul goes to another place.
而我们晓得这个世界各地的人啊，大概都很少会认为我们人是没有魂的。所以也就是说大家都认为除了身体还有魂才让一个生命可以活着。
Well, you have religions like in India where they talk about reincarnation. So they think the soul leaves the body and it goes to live in another person or even another animal.
像印度的他们的信仰的这个想法呢是认为是有轮回的概念的。所以每一个人的他们的死去呢其实是魂离开身体后那个魂还可以可能再回来而回来的时候还有可能进入的不是人的身体而是动物的身体所以这就是叫轮回的概念这是印度教的一个说法
Okay, but of course if we want to know the truth about where the soul does go you have to look at the Bible
当然我们要了解这个人死后魂去哪里了的话我们应该要认真的研读圣经怎么说
And really there's only two options. I guess you have an option for the believer and you have an option for the unbeliever.
所以当然呢 你的这个想法是可以有这个信主的人的想法也可以有那个不信主的人的想法这是一个选择。
Yeah. Now for the believer,And there's going to be an exception for this, but most believers all the way through human history, when they die, at death, the soul goes into an interim body. So interim means a temporary body, but this is not a physical body, and it's not an eternal body.
啊，那对于我们基督徒来讲呢，那个对于一个死者呢，他的这个魂啊离开身体之后呢，他其实是进入一个叫做 interim body， 就是一个中间状态，就是从人原来的肉体魂离开了，然后这个肉体就死了，然后这个魂呢会进入一个所谓中间状态的一个身体。
And the exception, of course, is that for the believers in the church age, we would get the resurrection body at the time of the rapture. So if we're still alive at the rapture, the body does not die, but the body is translated, or the body changes into an eternal body.
Interim body first. I mean, the physical body and then interim body, and then when the rapture...happens. We got the resurrection body.
That's right, yes. But for some people, we don't die because we'll be alive at the rapture and then we go straight into the resurrection body.
Without interim body.
That's right.
好，就是对于一个这个基督徒来讲呢，我们死后呢，身体进入这个中间的身体，然后，但是到后来就是。这个跟见主面的时候我们是可以得到一个复活的吧的身体的但是如果我们在人世间没有经过死亡就发生被提的状态的时候呢那这些基督徒被提的基督徒他就不会说死后先进入这个中间的身体然后就才进到 这个复活的身体，他们会直接的从你的这个肉体被提，然后进入复活的身体。
So you only have these two types of body for the believer, that is the interim body, and then for those who go into the rapture, this is for the church age believers, then we get the eternal body, and that will never change.
The resurrection body is the...
Oh, eternal body, it's the same, so we can call it a resurrection body as well.
好，所以对于我们教会时代的现在还活着的还没有死去的人，如果被提了，我们在直接的就从这个所谓的肉体灵魂被提走的时候，就会得到一个复活的身体，而这个复活的身体呢是永恒的身体，是不会死的身体。
Yeah, we call it a resurrection body because the Bible actually uses the word ex anastasis, which means like it's coming out from being a standing body. And it's the same kind of body that Jesus got when he was resurrected from the tomb.
我们要理解哈，这个所谓的复活的身体啊，就是耶稣他当时挂在十字架上去死去之后，他被送进了这个他的坟冢里面，后来他复活的时候得到的那个身体，也就是说耶稣会得到这个复活的身体，我们也将来会得到这个复活的身体。
And people often wonder, they say, what's it going to be like in this new body? And you know, can we remember each other? And can we remember things? And what can we do?
很多人都会很好奇，这个复活的身体到底是一个什么样的身体，它是可以承载着之前我们人世间的记忆吗？我们死后还可以记得我们曾经在这一世所发生的事吗？
Well, the Bible does tell us. It says we will be resurrected in the image of Jesus Christ. And so we have to assume that we're going to get the same kind of body. But it will be not with the face of Jesus, we with our own face that people can recall, they can remember that.
而根据圣经所说的，他说我们得到的复活的身体就跟耶稣他所得到的复活身体是一样的，只是我们有自己的面貌，每一个人有自己的面貌哈，长相。但实际上呢，这个如果以耶稣他所得的复活的身体的话，你就会知道说他是完全记得他在世的时候的所有的事情。
If you recall, after Jesus was resurrected, and he showed himself to many, many disciples, actually. And at first, some of them didn't recognize him, but then he would reveal himself and say, this is who I am. And now they would see the face and say, oh, this is Jesus.
好，那当耶稣他复活的时候，我们都记得圣经写得很清楚呢，他对很多的门徒都展现了他的复活的状态，然后跟他的所有的门徒讲话，所以大家都看到这个的确就是耶稣当年的原来的长相，所以是一个复活后的身体是跟他原来的长相是非常类似的。
Yeah, and some people say, well, what sort of face will I have? Because some people die when they're very old, and the face gets old and wrinkly, and their hair has fallen out, and they probably don't look so good. And so they say, am I going to look really old for the rest of eternity?
然后有些人呢，他活到很老才去世的，他就会担心说，哎呦，那我将来复活的时候，我是不是也是要带着这个非常老迈的躯体哈，去见主面呢？
Or maybe they died when they were a teenager and they had lots of acne on their face, you know, because teenagers get a lot of pimples. And so some people might be worried, if I died when I was a teenager, maybe I'll have all these pimples on my face for the rest of eternity.
那有些很年少青少年时期就去世的人，他们也会担心说，哦，那我将来是不是就永远要带着那个可能满脸都是青春痘的身体呢？
Well, some people might have been disabled. You know, some people, even from the time that they're born, their body is quite crippled. Maybe they have some kind of a weird bone structure or something. But all of that is going to be fixed. So you're going to be probably, see, Jesus Christ, he died when he was 33, which is what they call the sort of like the peak. That's the peak of your physical fitness. And so whatever your physical fitness peak was, and God will probably make that, you know, that's your body, and he's going to give you a very nice looking face, but people will recognize it.
而所以在 甚至有一些人他可能出生的时候就有残障的状态，他难道他去世后也要带着这残障的身体吗？那实际上我们从耶稣他33岁的时候去世，等于是在他人生身体最顶峰的状态下去世的，他的复活的身体就是那个最好的状态下的身体，而我们将来也是可以期待我们的复活的身体是一个完美的无缺的，是在我们身体人生最顶峰状态该有的样貌。
Yeah, and so just as people recognize Jesus after his resurrection, then we can assume that when we get to heaven, we're going to be able to recognize our friends and family, and they can recognize us.
而耶稣在去世后他的复活的身体可以让他的这些门徒们都认得出来他是谁哈，那我们也就可以期待我们将来的复活的身体，我们在天堂的时候呢，我们是彼此可以互相相视，我们可以完全认得出自己的亲人朋友们。
One thing we also have to consider is that, yeah, in eternity there will be no more suffering, which means there will be no more physical pain.
而且我们也要知道在这个永恒的天堂天国里面，我们是没有任何的肉体的这种病痛的。
Yeah, and that's very opposite from what we experience in our physical bodies. Because, you know, many times we experience a lot of pain and we see people as they're going through this process of sickness and even dying. There's a lot of suffering involved.
而这个是跟我们在人世中的经验很不一样的，因为在人间我们的身体是经常会有病痛的，甚至会死亡的。
Yeah, and there's two sort of main reasons for that. And one is because the world was cursed when Adam and Eve sinned. If you remember, the world was cursed. And eventually we, you know, we have all these diseases taking place and old age, of course. And so the body, just like nature, is going to suffer.
而我们人类会有病痛，不要忘记是从亚当夏娃就开始了，当他们犯罪之后，这个世界就被诅咒，而各种的病痛、病毒、细菌等等的就在这个地球上滋生了，所以呢，这些病痛是随着人所造的罪而一起就出现在这个世界上。
And we can say that's how evil entered into the world, because of Satan's deception of Adam and Eve, and then we have the sin of Adam and Eve, and then the world was cursed, and basically the world became evil.
而我们也理解这个亚当夏娃的犯罪是因着撒旦他的这个诱惑，而这些罪呢，它其实就是这世界上的一个邪恶，从撒旦诱惑亚当夏娃而造成的这个邪恶呢，就在这世上造成我们所有的病痛跟苦难。
Yeah, but you have to remember, as part of God's policy and as part of the angelic conflict, God will use evil for good. He will use evil to glorify Him.
而我们也要理解呢，最终神是得胜的因为神是会。可以利用这个邪恶来创造美好，因为它是完全是可以经由这个邪恶的状态让我们学习而创造我们更多更加的美好。
Now, I think we actually might have looked at that verse or that passage last time or a couple of weeks ago from Genesis chapter 50 verse 20.
而我们其实在前面几周我们曾经就有读过这个经句，就是创世纪十五章二十节。
Okay, so you can look at that if you're not sure, but that's where Joseph's brothers, they meant evil upon him, but then God turned the whole thing around, and he was able to rescue the Jewish people.
这个创世纪十五章二十节所提到的就是约瑟的故事就是当约瑟的哥哥们就是害他，甚至想要谋杀他，然后结果没想到最终就约瑟变成了埃及的宰相，还得以拯救这个世界上的这个饥荒的人因为他有这个先知性的这个能力。那这一段呢，这个创世纪十五章二十节就是讲到约瑟在安慰他的哥哥们说，虽然你们曾经要做对我做坏事，但是呢，神会利用你们的邪恶来创造良善，能够拯救更多世人。
And through that whole time, Joseph suffered a lot right from the beginning. He suffered, there was physical pain. He suffered starvation. He was locked up for 2 years. He was probably beaten a lot through that time as well. And his body experienced a lot of suffering, but it was a test for him, and he grew spiritually.
而我们要知道这个约瑟的故事的前期，其实是他受到非常非常多的苦痛，因为他被他的哥哥们丢到这个田里面一个洞里，结果后来被人又把他给这个卖掉，就被卖到埃及当奴隶。他的前两年在奴隶的生活里，可以想象他有受到多少的鞭打，然后他的整个肉体是受到多少的苦难。
Yeah, and God can use his witnesses. We see like Job as well. Job suffered a lot, and a lot of his suffering was relating to his physical suffering as well. Satan was attacking his body and bringing diseases upon him. And Job had to suffer a lot, but through that suffering, God was glorified.
而这个约瑟他身体的所受的伤痛，就可以让我们想象这个约伯，他也是一样，他这个神允许撒旦来对他的身体做各种的这个折磨，所以这个约伯呢，他的身上就生了各种的病痛，然后在这个病痛中，我们看见神，如何的帮助经由这种病痛或者是身体的折磨，让约瑟跟约伯他们的属灵生命得以更高提升。
And Paul talks about this, remember he had a thorn in his flesh given to him by the devil. So he had some kind of a physical suffering as well. And God showed to him clearly that God wanted Paul to suffer in order that Paul would know that God's grace was sufficient, was enough for him.
而保罗呢，也在他的这个生命见证中表达出他身上有一根刺，他三次求神要把他的刺挪去，可是呢神都告诉，后来最后告诉他说，你不要再求我了，因为这个刺是对你有好处的。所以后来也因此保罗可以见证这个神给他的这个刺是对他的属灵生命是有成长的，而且神的恩典够用。
And then of course we see the greatest suffering in history. This was upon Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ had to suffer as he was being beaten, he was being whipped, and then he went to the cross, and then he suffered even more because of the punishment of our sins upon him.
而在谈到耶稣他在上十字架前所受到的各种的鞭打，然后以及他在十字架上承担了所有世人的，从过去到未来的世人的所有的罪，那每一个罪都是他肉体要承担的一个折磨，非常非常，等于是全世界最恐怖的痛苦都在他的肉体上面，这个折磨了他。
Yeah, and it was through that physical suffering that we see that the justice of God was satisfied.
而因着耶稣在十字架的这个受苦，承担了世人的罪，我们看见呢，就是天父他要将他的公义完全完整呈现的这一件事情得以满足。
Yes, in Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4, and then you get down to verse 5 and 6, and it talks about his suffering. It was a physical suffering that Jesus Christ had to undergo. Now, that was the punishment. He was punished for our sins.
而从以赛亚书53章第4节到第6节，我们就很清楚的看见，神耶稣他担当我们的病患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受刑罚，我们得了平安，因他受的创伤，我们得了医治，这边以赛亚书很清楚的告诉我们，神他用他的身体承担了人类所有有史以来所有的罪。
And in the New Testament, we often read about verses which tell us that we need to suffer as Christ suffered in order to bring about the glory of God.
而我们在新约里面呢，也读到非常多次的教导，就是当我们所受到的苦难， 这些折磨其实都可以为我们的神带来荣耀，就是能够让我们荣耀神。
But yeah, we've done the study about Christian suffering before, and you know, we read that there are verses and they talk about all the suffering that we have to undergo, but it's to train us in humility and it's to train us to see the grace of God.
我们在这个雅各书的第一章里面啊，可以看到，就我们之前也讲过，就是人所受的苦难，其实是在为神做见证，是荣耀神。
There's different kinds of suffering, but here in particular, we're talking about physical suffering that happens on the physical body because the body experiences pain.
所以呢，这些很多的经句在新约里面所教导的，就是我们肉体的苦痛。是这种是让我们肉体会疼的会痛的这种苦难呢，它其实是神在锻炼我们属灵生命的一个过程。
Okay, but this pain that we experience in our bodies at different times of our life and even during death, this is only ever going to happen in the physical body. So when you get your interim body or you get the eternal resurrection body, you will never feel pain again.
好，所以呢，我们要回过头来看呢，就是对于我们这些信徒、基督徒来讲，我们在人世间肉体是会受到苦痛的，我们是会有这种痛的感觉的。那到我们死前，可能更多的这种疼痛。但是当我们进入了这个中间的这个身体，就是 interim body， 或者是我们到了我们的复活的 body， 复活的身体。或者是复活的身体就是这永恒的身体的时候，这个所谓中间身体跟这个永恒身体都不再会有任何的痛和苦痛的这些感觉。
So we have many different kinds of testing in our life, and sometimes it can be testing about your mental attitude, sometimes it can be testing regarding your attitude towards other people and when you're persecuted, but there is a category of testing related to the physical body.
You mean all kinds of testing, including the mental testing, is only for physical body?
In fact, there's going to be no more testing at all, actually. When you get into once you die, there's no more testing of any kind. Everything is perfect.
But I thought when we are in the heaven, we still have spiritual growing.
That's correct.
The spiritual growing...God won't use any testing to help us with the spiritual growing in the future?
Well, it's an interesting question, but because there's no sin and there's no evil in the eternal state, and there's going to be no pain, Satan won't be around, and God never tempts anybody. So really, yeah, it's all just going to be, we're just going to want to learn and we will grow spiritually, but we won't need that testing to grow anymore.Because we're in a perfect environment, there's no testing.
Maybe that will grow slowly.
Yeah, it's a good question though, but really, I mean, that we have no evidence of any kind of a testing in heaven.
Okay. 我们要了解就是说在我们人世间所受的这个各种苦痛呢，帮助我们的这个各种属灵成长。那我们在这个人世间有的时候是会有一些比如说就是心理的这个 attitude,、mental attitude, 就是我们的思想上的态度还有我们对人的态度还有这个我们的身体的状态，这些东西都是会受到试炼的，而这些试炼帮助我们的属灵成长。但是当我们死后，就当我们的这个肉体灵魂魂离开了这个肉体，死后呢，我们进入了中间身体，跟后来再进入这个复活身体，在天国这个永恒的状况下，我们还是可能有属灵的成长，但是已经不会有这些所谓的心理跟生理的这种测验，因为在天国是没有邪恶的也没有这些病痛的。所以在那个地方我们是应该可能就是我们因为没有人知道，我们只能够用设想的，就是在那里我们依然在追求在学习属灵的成长，但却不是在有诱惑有试探有这个试炼的这个状态下我们持续在学习而属灵成长。
And that's why the Bible tells us that we should consider it to be happiness when you are tested. So when you suffer, you have to consider that that is a kind of a happiness. You don't run away from it, but you embrace that because your time on earth in your physical body, that's the only time that you have to be able to be tested and to glorify God through testing.
所以我们圣经一直教导我们说，当我们在人世间的这个日子里啊，有任何的苦痛，我们其实都应该要用这个一个欢喜喜乐的心来接受。因为我们这个如果把这个人世跟未来在天国的过程都当作是我们的一辈子人生来看的话，这个人世间的这种苦痛跟试炼的这个过程就只有这么几十年。所以我们能够说不定经由这几十年，我们得到更快更多的属灵成长的机会是比在天堂还要多的。所以我们应该非常的珍惜我们在人世间所受到的试炼跟苦痛，因为这让我们属灵成长可以大大的要进。我们应该带着喜乐的心来看待这一切，而不要企图要逃跑当这个试炼到达的时候，我们可以承受，欢喜承受。
So just to finish off before we go to the break, I'll just give you James 1:2, and this verse says, "My brothers in Christ, count it all joy, all happiness, when you fall into all kinds, diverse or different kinds of," and they say temptations, but it really means tests and temptations.
好，所以我们看一下雅各书的一章二节。就说我们的弟兄姐妹们，当你们落在百般试炼中，都只要看为大喜乐他就是说这个试炼是真的是对我们大有好处，所以你要以喜乐的心来面对试炼。
Okay, we'll just stop for a break and then we'll come back just after 11 o'clock, maybe about a few minutes after 11.
我们先休息一下，然后大概11点回来。
Okay, thank you, Serena.